Hello, everybody. Welcome to Level Up Academy podcast. We're live stream. We are live streaming on YouTube and LinkedIn and everywhere else. Thank you so much for coming in today. Today is a special day. I know everyone says it's always special because I get to meet amazing people, amazing leaders on LinkedIn because this is Group One's 50 inspirational connections on LinkedIn. So I cannot wait to introduce all of the amazing leaders that you see on LinkedIn. Sometimes it's just a post, sometimes it is just a live stream. But here's the thing, it is not just a just because they take their time to connect with each and every one of you in our community. They have amazing things that they offer in terms of not only time, but also commitment to make sure that you are valued, heard, and seen. So let's go ahead and get started. So we're going to make it short in terms of that information and opening for Level Up because we have a lot to talk about today. Okay, so the first thing is our book, our anthology with this book right here, Beyond Boundaries. Thank you so much for all of the amazing support. I think we almost have a forest now. I won't get a report until the end of September, first week of October, and see if I bought a whole 27 trees for our 27 co-authors on this book in Madagascar, because we're trying to give farmers jobs and also plant trees for every single author, and they're going to give us certificates for them as soon as our trees are planted. So thank you for your support on that one. And then, of course, I'm actually bringing out my press release. So if you have a book coming out, if you have a product coming out, if you have a program coming out and you want it to be everywhere in industry, I can hook you up between 200 to close to 1500 backlinks or SEO links. And if you understand how SEO works, it's literally more traffic in your website and more traffic in your name on Google. Okay. So I can get you in any industry and basically in any countries as well. I pick about two countries to get you 400. So you'll be in Google News, Yahoo News, Bing, and Ask Jeeves. Those are the major ones. And then on television news and all syndicated links as well. So that's what I do for my community. And I wanted to also tell you that we're still looking for an HOB ambassadors. We're looking for five at a time because we roll them over every 3 months or once every 3 months. And so we're always looking for people for HOB ambassadorship. And if you're thinking, what is that, CJ? Just DM Mike and he'll give you more details on it. But if you scan the QR code, you can apply. We will have a meeting soon, actually, on this relationship, and I will have a giveaway for whoever is going to be an ambassador for HOB. This magazine, it's coming out at the end of September. I have two more slots. This is for transformative leaders. So basically, you have to have either you work for corporate and you're actually transforming on creating your own business, or you have created your own business, but you pivoted and changed. I'm only looking for transformative leadership or leaders along the line of innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology. I have doctors on this one actually as well. So I guess if you are a doctor on medical doctor and you're actually getting something from your corporate job to now going into your community, something that's transformative, something that's servant leadership, that's what who I'm looking for. I'm very specific in what I'm looking for. If you're a company and you're like, CJ, I can't afford to be on TV and on this magazine, but I do want my SEO for my company, I also will have a package for you just for your logo to have it an SEO backlink on the magazine because it's physical and online. So let me know on that one. And then, of course, October 19th, I have a talk with Sandra Gonzalez, Dr. Dreyer, and myself. This is an in-person, guys. This is not a hybrid. So if you are coming into San Diego, it is October 19th at 11 a.m. until about maybe 3 p.m. And so I cannot wait to meet you in person on this one as well. And then, of course, this one. I just hit number one top new release yesterday for Mike to Millions book. It is already out. And it's actually on my featured on my LinkedIn. So if you're looking for that, let's go. And then I wanted to thank my 20 amazing co-authors over here, including Jess, on our Rebel with a Cause. We hit number one international bestseller and a couple of top new releases award on that one. So it has been an amazing journey. It's still out. All the proceeds on this book actually go to a nonprofit organization for mental health and mental wellness. That's my commitment to Jess. Okay. And our brother Russ, he is asking for our help. He is going through his cancer journey. And he wants to go to New York on October 5th to 6th. So if you want to sponsor him, you will be on his show. It's $150, but it's like a $500 to $600 worth of bundle products. So please reach out to Russ or scan that QR code. And of course, guys, okay, I want to make sure that you guys know that in this life, in this one life that we have, there are times where you need to take a break. There are times that you need to take care of yourself. And there are times where you need to go and get going. But keep in mind that your values and who you are is what matters the most, right? And you don't need to be best friends with everybody. But if your heart speaks the truth, that's all that matters. Or at least for me. That's the friends that I want. I don't want no more talker. I want a doer. Okay, look at these doers right here. Look at this beautiful doers. Oh my God. YouTube, where are you? We're hitting almost 500 live. Yay. We haven't even introduced our people and we're hitting 500 on YouTube. Thank you so much for watching us. For those who are on HOB, thank you for watching us. And for those who are on LinkedIn, thank you for watching us. Look at this. Kevin is here. Marlena's here. Isabella's here. Jackie's here. And of course, Cam. And two of my brother and sisters are not feeling well today. So y'all be nice. I'm just saying. I'm watching you. Are you guys ready? I'm so excited. I'm beside myself. Look at this. Look at this beautiful people. Oh, hi, guys. Oh my gosh. So Jackie and Okam, you came in late. I wanted to tell you that today I'm feeling this energy in my heart right now. And I want to elevate you further. That's my commitment with 50 Inspirational Connections, is to elevate you to my network. But I decided that I wanted to elevate you guys further to 120 countries and 6 continents on Friday. And we have about 500,000 downloads on our podcast. So keep that in mind when we talk today, because it will be put on that stage, okay? And if you are not speaking, please mute your mic so we don't have a reverb, because my listeners are very sensitive. They have a lot of opinion. They send me DM and email, CJ, that whatever audio was like, ugh. They literally have opinions. So let's go ahead and start with Isabel. Sister, how are you doing?
I'm doing better and better, and that's the only thing I can ask for.
So tell us, why have you been MIA on LinkedIn, dear sister?
Oh, I've been MIA from everywhere in my life, unfortunately. I've been extremely, extremely sick, and I got scared there for a while. I've had to had a brain scan and an audiology test, and I felt like I was drunk all the time, but I haven't had a drop of alcohol in the last 20 years. And CJ Han, turns out that more than likely I had COVID, which it really kicked my behind this time. Let me tell you, it wasn't fun. But the good news is the worst is behind me, and I'm slowly getting back into the groove and into life. And I'm really, really happy to be here and seeing you and speaking with all these great, amazing people.
I'm so glad you're back. Being Thank sick you, is honey. No fun. It is just no fun. And I'm so glad you're back with us. I lost a couple of best friends, actually, and my uncle and my cousin with COVID. And so it's a serious matter. I had two injections for COVID shots, but I had an allergic reaction on my second shot. And I would bleed uncontrollably, and there's nothing you could stop it. And so I called CDC, and they're like, oh, I guess there's something in there that you might be allergic. So don't get the booster. I'm like, really? After the fact? Like, really? I'm another statistics for you, right? So I don't have the full booster and all that. I did have two shots, and that's it for me. I've had COVID once, and I think the second time I might have COVID, like maybe 4 months ago, but it wasn't as bad. But the cough lingers for like months and months and months. And I lost my sense of smell at 100% for the last 2 years now. But I'm okay because my bulldog has flatulence and I don't have to smell them all the time. So I'm good. Like that part, I'm cool with that, right? So that's for sure. Thank you so much, AC, for being here. I appreciate you. Kevin, sir, how have you been? You've been MIA too.
Yeah, well, apparently there is a trend to be sick. So I've been quite trendy as well and very different from Isabel. So it wasn't COVID. So basically I had two organs failing me, my spleen and my pancreas. And as you can imagine, it didn't do me too much good. So I was basically flat, energy flat for the most part of the last weeks. So yeah. Playing on LinkedIn was very, very, very low on my to-do list, on my wish list these last weeks. But same, I'm getting better. I'm slowly but surely regaining some energy. So yay.
I'm so happy
to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for sharing that. I'm just reflecting on the time when I had really bad scare of my life when I had my cancer journey. And when you're told you have 6 months to live, like that feeling of like despair and like this is it kind of thing, you know, you kind of self-reflect on your life and what's important. And what's really funny is like, it's not really funny, but it's more of why do we need to reflect on our life, something so big like our health, to really see what's important. We should actually see that even when we're not super sick, what's important, right? And so I want to explore that a little bit on this conversation today as well. Jackie, how have you been?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dr. CJ. So happy to be here. I haven't been sick in 4.5 years, and I came down with a very, very bad virus for about 2 weeks. So I also was out of it of a lot of things, but after 3 weeks, I could say I'm almost completely better. So thank goodness. But it does. It all makes you think about, you know, what is the priority? What's important? What things have to fall away because you just have to make priority for certain things. And number one in my life, of course, is my health. But as being a mom, I know some of you can relate. I don't know if all of you are parents, but yeah. So, you know, my daughter then came next. So, you know, how do I take care of her and obviously still pay the bills and all of the things, you know, but I am truly grateful because I do have a lot of amazing people around me. And being a healer myself, I knew a lot of protocol that I could use for myself to help me through it without any meds. So I'm very grateful for that, for sure.
I love that. Looks like we have health stuff going on in here as well. So thank you for showing up today. I'm so privileged that you guys showed up, actually. Oh, Cam, how about you, sir?
I am definitely keeping with the trend. Just kicked the flu myself. So my son just went back to school for the first time in 2 years. So we were pretty much expecting to get some of those bugs that were going around. And it may have been COVID, but I don't get tested for it, so I wouldn't know. I just do the same protocol I would do with anything, you know, the vitamins, the nutrients, the amino acids, and of course the Reiki energy that I use. And so luckily I was able to kick it in about 72 hours. And now my wife's got it. So it's really great. We took turns. So she took care of us and now she's bedridden. And I mean, it was bad. Like, I don't get sick very often, but I didn't leave the bed for 2 days. I think I left a message. I was like, I totally missed the thing on Sunday because I didn't even look at my phone, let alone cancel or reschedule. So, and you know, it's funny because I do think that that's just a side effect of what's going on. Ultimately, like, I see our health journey on this minute, this microcosm, but on the macrocosm, like, so many people I know are going through the thralls and the depths of inner turmoil, external turmoil, reevaluating personal relationships, business relationships, family dynamics, a lot of people who are transitioning. And so, yeah, I concur that there's just a lot of crazy energy going on. And I think a lot of people are upgrading and leveling up through this burning off of all of this excess old energy, right? Because we cannot evolve into the new unless we shed that which no longer serves. And that's kind of what I feel this has been for me. And at least in my household, we've all really, really leveled up over this last couple of months after some pretty chaotic, chaotic energy for about 3 months. So I feel like we're all in that, and just keeping the faith that it's temporary, you know, remembering that it's always a season, this too shall pass, even the good things. So that's where I'm at. I'm just really grateful to be here with you guys and grateful to be sharing our message with so many people.
Awesome. So Marlene, birthday girl, your turn.
Well, CJ, I just have to say that I have been healthy and I'm so grateful to be able to say that I am, and I'm happy to see all of my teammates here today. So it's a blessing just to see you, to be able to see you here today. And just want to tell you that now I've doing just what I've been telling you, and that is just, you know, writing. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you one-on-one about it, about the two books that I'm writing. So other than that, you know, mental exhaustion, can I throw that in there? Maybe, you know, Isabel, mental, because I'm telling you guys, really though, mentally, sometimes I wake up and I just look around. I have to wonder what day it is because I've had so much going on. And so with me, it's just been pretty much just mental exhaustion and just happy again to be here to see all of you. I'm happy to be able to know my name today. So I'm here and, you know, and grateful again to be celebrating with you, CJ, all of you today. And I want to tell everybody here that I went and I viewed your videos again. I love each one of you and what you stand for, and like I said, and I like what CJ said about us too from our last, you know, video. So just happy to be here, everybody. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I love reflecting, and you know, I'm manifesting. Like, this is my goal. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it isn't, that's where my heart is. Like, this is my second year of 50 Inspirational Connections, and I want to do a third year next year, obviously, starting in June. And I'm hoping and I'm manifesting that things would work out, but I really, like, would love to have one family that I can choose from 50 Inspirational Connections that really made an impact in the community for the next year from today. And I want to send 4 people, 2 kids and mom and dad, to the Philippines for 7 days. Free everything, tickets, accommodation. It's like, wonderful. That's my manifestation, because I think everyone deserves a break. You know what I mean? Like, from listening to you guys, y'all need a break. Okay. Like, we could just be in a house and just do whatever. We could dance. We could do, you know, whatever. Just a break. Nothing, no business, no nothing, just nothing. Just have fun and see things from a different perspective, because this right here, these are not permanent. Nothing is permanent, right? Not even our house is permanent. And so relationships, friendships, like Okam said, those are not permanent. It's really like sad to see. Even our own families are not permanent. But what's permanent is your heart and who you are as a person and your character. Yes, you can change some of those if you want to. I've been trying to change my husband for the last 21 years. It's not happening. So I gave up. Literally. You know, all I ask is like, put your socks on the hamper. And mind you, he sleeps right here. The hamper's right here. You know what he does with the socks? Next to the hamper. I'm like, I'm done. I am done with this conversation, right? And so I love that you guys are here. And this is my first questions to, starting from Isabel, is what common traits do you notice among most inspirational people in your network?
Oh, that's easy. It's their heart.
How do you see people's heart, Isabel?
It's in their actions. It's in the way they treat people. It's in the kindness. It's in the showing up. It's how they show up to serve. And that's how empathy is just comes out of them. So it's in their heart. You can see heart, right? You don't need a lot of proof to know that people are using their hearts in their job. It's right there. They wear it on their sleeves. And these are my tribe. These are the people I want to hang with. These are the people I want to help. And these are the people I want to show up for, because they inspire me to be better. And hopefully I do the same for them.
Awesome. How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of the same. I don't know if you're into MBTI tests. So I know some people hate those, you know, these personality tests. I love them. And I really noticed that. So I'm an intuitive feeler, and I tend to connect big time with other intuitive feelers, especially. And being a feeler doesn't mean you don't value cognitive things, right? It doesn't mean you don't value intellectual things, but really, like, you own your feelings. You don't shy away from your feelings. You're able to share, you're able to open your heart, and you're able to welcome the hurt of others. It really goes both ways. So people that will kind of lock down all their feelings, usually I will be like, I respect you, but yeah, we're not going to be great friends. I'm sorry. So usually I love people that are just genuinely in touch with their feelings.
I love that. How about you, Jackie?
Oh, the same for what you both said. Beautiful, beautiful. I agree wholeheartedly. I would also add that the people around me, my network, are people who see me as a person before my business, and also want to know what is going on with me before my business, and then help me with my business as I evolve with my business, of course, as well. So, and I also feel the same towards you all. I want to see you all as people, because really, I mean, what is it all about anyway? Because we all evolve with our businesses. I mean, I certainly have. Things have changed over the years, for sure. My focus and things that I want to do. But I keep going back to my focus of who I am and what my core reason for being on this planet is. And you all help me. You remind me, because I kind of come back to that. Oh, right. That's right. This is extra. So, and I do believe, and especially hearing from a lot of the people that I follow in the astrological world and the energetic things going on with all of us, that things are evolving right now, and we are being forced to really look at what is it that you came here to do? Let's do it, right?
That's true. Okam.
Yeah, I'd say one of the things that I would highlight in the inspirational people, and something I would hope was inspired in me, or is highlighted in me as well, is non-judgment. You know, I see leaders and inspirational people as the ones that aren't picking a side, right? They're not saying it has to be this side or the other side. It's not saying follow me or be damned. It's I'm here to provide, to share, to uplift, and anybody can have access to that upliftment if they're willing to accept it, you know. And that's what I see in this group, especially as people who are, I don't think I've seen anybody in the groups that we hang out on in LinkedIn ever turn somebody away, you know. And that's inspiration to me, to see somebody who you may not even agree with, but to be able to hold space for, recognize, and give the respect, you know, that you're dealing with another consciousness that's stuck in a human experience just like you. And so to have that kind of compassion and that deep acceptance is what I think is a common trait amongst inspirational people.
That's true. And I think sometimes we project our own issues, our personal issues, on others. And when we combine that with insecurity, it blows up in your face. By the time you know it, it's too late. You already hurt my feelings. Bye. Right. It's, I've seen that where things actually go awry. And I used to be, when I was a little bit younger, 20 years ago, if I feel hurt at the moment, at that instant, I just shut people down and I move on. And I lost a lot of friends, good friends. And I lost, you know, and my family deals with me. They're like, you're being a brat. I'm like, psh, whatever. And I always say that I'm an only child. Yeah, I am a little bratty, but I didn't grow up with parents. So I'm owning it. Yeah, I am a little bratty. I have high standards. I get it. No one's going to meet it. I don't even meet my own standards sometimes. But definitely this conversation is not it. And so I would leave, right? And I grew up a little bit after I have my kids. My kids are telling me now what to do, by the way. They're 20 and 17, and they think they're 70 and 80. To tell me, like, Mom, that's not how it works. I'm like, how does that work? You tell me right now. And when I was younger, I'd be like, excuse me, what? Go on the 2 minute what or whatever, right? And now I listen to my kids because they're human too, their perspective, right? And I said, okay, well, how does that work? And I was like, you know, you have to live like 10 more years to actually get that to work on people, right? Like, I tell my kids that, and they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you see, you're hanging out with your same age group. If I did that, what you just did right now to my group, I would be banned for life, right? So giving that perspective to my kids ahead of time, and then reflecting, being self-aware is literally reflecting. And sometimes when you look at the mirror, you're like, man, I don't like you, CJ. Like that 5 minutes ago, oof, I do not like you, CJ. I literally talked to myself that way. And then I corrected myself and said, okay, what can I do to improve, right? Because if I stay on the pity party that, oh my God, I make mistakes, I'm so damn, I'm so this, you're not growing. So you need to grow by self-reflecting and owning your own crap and said, oh, okay, that was really mean what I just did or whatever, right? But self-reflecting, and often I think people going through their own life, their own, because we all do, we're going through our own pain and we have insecurities. We try to manipulate our brain that it's not us, it's them, right? Because we're trying to convince ourselves that we're in the right, when in reality, you're actually not right or wrong. You're just neutral. You're going through human experience and just apologize. Ugh, how hard is it to say, Marlene, I'm sorry. I know. I was like having my own feelings. I love you, though. Can we just move on? And I do, right? And I haven't made mistakes yet. But Marlene and I had a little miscommunication. Actually, it was not a miscommunication because I didn't even know that someone was hacking me. And Marlene's like, hey, CJ, I know you wouldn't do this. Like, what? I'm like, wait, what? I was so confused. And she picked up the phone and called me instead of staying and wallowing like CJ hurt my feelings. CJ is not going to hurt your feelings, not intentionally. And if I want to hurt your feelings, I will say it in your face. I wouldn't do it and gossip everywhere. I have no time for that. I'd be like, hey, okay, you hurt my feelings. What's up, bro? That's me. I will call you. So if I hurt your feelings publicly and you think that was me, that was not me. I will own my crap, right? So thank you for that. Marlene, your turn. Let me unmute her. There she is. Wait, hold on. You're still on mute. So you gotta, you're still on mute. Unmute yourself.
Okay. Okay, I was sitting there thinking about, as you had asked, the most common traits that I've seen among the most inspirational people in my network, I would say number one would be empathy. I really do communicate with a lot of empathetic type of individuals, compassionate individuals, and also individuals who are similar to me, who share themselves, because I share a lot of stories, and they may not be the happiest, but they may be stories of failure. And that's what people in my network do, is that they share what relatable stories, things that have happened to them, so they can inspire you that and let you know that even though you there has been failure there, doesn't mean that you're a failure. What it does, it teaches us lessons. I've been taught valuable lessons within my career, within my family life, and that, and it has made me a stronger individual. But failure makes you strong. You become stronger, a stronger woman, a stronger man, a stronger leader. Leadership needs strength, so you can now spread it to the team. So I have to say, you know, empathy is definitely a strong one, and compassion and vulnerability. If you're a person who doesn't mind sharing, like I said, something that's happening to you, your setbacks, people admire you. That's admirable. When I see people do that, that just opens up. I mean, I take your words of advice to heart. I actually do.
Yeah. What she forgot to add there is open-mindedness and non-judgmental. Because if she judged me and if she wasn't open-minded enough, we would not be friends now. Because she assumed that I would do something atrocious like that to her. If she did assume that that was me as a person, as a friend, we wouldn't be friends. So thank you for being open-minded and non-judgmental. That's really the key for me in communication, right? If someone hurts your feelings, but you care about the friendship enough, don't brute on the dang corner. Mm-hmm. Call me. You have my number. It's public. Google has it. Like, seriously. If I don't pick up the phone, like, DM me. I live on LinkedIn, just like CJ. And I know, don't worry about my calendar. Don't go to my calendar, guys. Okay, I have an automatic message. If I know you already, I will give you time. I don't care if it's midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I will give you time because I value true friendship, right? Because of the people that I have come across that made my heart flutter some more and living. And when, like I said, when I almost died 8 times, including cancer, right? And if that can't stop me, who can? God is with me. No one can stop me. What I do for people is not to create score. Oh, I do so much for you. You should do this for me. No, my score is above there. I always tell them, I'm like, you know, I wanted to that person today, but I didn't, right? You did see that, right? Like, I probably look like a crazy person with my dog when she looks at me like, Mom, who are you talking to? Nobody's here. I literally will talk to my wall because I'm an only child. I used to talk to the wall. So that's what I do. I'm going to own that in this right now, right? Is because I want to make sure that people can see, hey, it's okay to not be okay sometimes, right? So my next question is this. Can you share a moment when a connection here on LinkedIn provided support or advice that changed your perspective? Isabel.
Oh my goodness, so many to choose from. So many to choose from. I really like when, like, we very often, especially on LinkedIn, anyways, that's been my experience. It doesn't mean that it's everybody else's, but we often hear, oh, I'm looking for a like-minded individual, blah, blah. And I get that. I understand that you want people that you want your tribe. You want to be understood. You want to be part of a community. You want to, I understand that. And that's great. I also find, however, that by talking with people that don't think like me at all, that is how I grow. Because I've shared that on LinkedIn several times, but I often talk about my best friend. We've been friends. We met in 1989, so 25 years ago now. And the only thing that her and I have in common is the fact that we are friends. We have nothing in common. She is married. I'm not. She's been divorced. I haven't. She has children. I don't. She, you know, takes care of her 97-year-old dad. My dad is, you know, still lives in. We have nothing in common. We don't see the world the same way. We don't have the same vision. We don't have the same opinion about about spirituality or religion or anything, actually, nothing whatsoever. She loves the fish. I hate it. I don't eat fish. However, because we love one another, because we respect one another, talking to her is the greatest thing that is always can bring me a new perspective, because I can bet you everything I own that if I come to her with a situation or a problem or anything that I'm going through, her perspective is going to be extremely different from mine. And that for me is growth, is to be able to look at another way to see things and take it into consideration. And I do take it to heart because it comes from love and it comes from respect. And it's always an added bonus for me. Always. That's my
answer. No, I love that, because how are you going to get new perspective if you think alike and do the same thing? So exactly. That makes sense. My husband keeps me on my toes. He is an introvert. I am an extrovert. He hates people. Sometimes I hate people too. He loves his dogs and his birds. So we have a lot of animals. Okay. He doesn't sugarcoat a lot of things, and I have to coach him and mentor him. And he's older than me, by the way, 5 years. I always told him, an old man, he hates it. I tease him. He literally, like, sometimes we look at each other and we're like, we've been together for 21 years. Can we do it another 21? I don't know. That's what I tell him. And he looks at me like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know. So if we get divorced, should I date again? Should I get married again? He looks at me all weird and cockeyed, like, is something going on in our marriage? I don't know. But I like to tease my husband, keep him on his toes, okay? My mom's been divorced 5 times. My grandma's 5 times. You know, my dad's 3 times. I'm married 1 time. And he's like, so I'm like, well, somebody's gonna like not go on the trend here, you know. My best friends, I have a lot of best friends, guys, right? I have best friends since I was 5, and they see me as that. I have best friends since college. I have best friends now for my business, like Susanna and Danielle. One thing I love about our friendship is when we know we're out of line, we call it as out of line, and we say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Can we do it this way? Or, hey, and they're so used to me just telling them, like, from my own perspective, I don't think you should do that because of this, right? I think a lot of people don't take your advice. It's because they don't know your heart. They don't know if you're only looking out for you to have that crab mentality to pull you down, or are you really looking out for them for the sake of their growth? And that's where I think friendship needs not balancing, but harmony. Right? When you see that your friend really got your back because of what they did in the past, then you let go with that wall and said, yeah, CJ definitely has my back, right? But you're like, I don't know, man. CJ might be just taking advantage of me and my heart and my kindness. Then you're not going to do it. It doesn't matter how good CJ is. It's just that wall that you put in there. And that's for everybody, right? And so I really hope and wish that people do have friends like yours who have given you a different perspective, right? My dogs don't agree with me all the time. And I learn, and I talk a lot about my dogs because I learn how to be a diva from my English bulldog. She does what she does. She's chubby as, oh God, she's chubby. But you know what? She was like owning it. She walks slow. I have to scold her and she looks at me like, you can open your mouth. I really don't care. You still have to pick me up. Like that kind of attitude. And I was like, man, I want to be a bulldog when I grow up. Like she just has that oomph. And I'm like, oh, what a character. And so I learn from things and people. And thank you for giving different perspective on that. Kevin, how about you?
So, yeah, it's a fascinating topic. It's one of my five, actually. So would it be okay if instead of sharing my moment, I would build upon what Isabel shared? Because I feel it's absolutely critical for many people. But to me, like-minded people are kind of overrated. Don't get me wrong. We absolutely need those. We absolutely want some like-minded people. But we also need complementary people. We need both types. We need people that will help us go deeper in what we believe in, and we can have fun with and really share commonalities. And we also want people that will allow us to just destroy our boundaries and help us see the world in a totally different direction. The only thing is, these complementary people, they absolutely have to be open-minded, exactly like Okan said. You need open-minded people, at least open-minded enough, so that they will see beyond the difference and they will accept you as you are, even if you are wildly different from them. And obviously you need to do the same, right? You need to be open-minded enough to accept these complementary people. But I feel it's so incredibly important to have both people. And sometimes you are lucky enough to have like-minded complementary people, combo. But those are not so easy to find, but you can combine. And just my own share, it was a friend of mine sharing meditation with me 15 years ago. It has been an amazing, amazing change in my life. But yeah, already talked too much. So your turn.
I love it. Shoshana's like, I trust and feel safer with you than I've felt with anyone else in my life. It's called belonging. And that's so true. And I'm so happy that she have found me to make her whole as a person, and I found her. And our communications, like Susana and I have been friends for only about a year, but I feel like I've known her forever. And we've never, knock on wood, wait, where's the real wood in this house? Knock on wood, we haven't had any tiff yet. when she is unhappy with what I say or what I do, she doesn't say anything, but I can read her energy. I can read her facial expression. In fact, when she texts me, I know when she's off. It's just even one word, right? And she knows when I'm off. But for me, when I'm off, I shut down. I'm like dead to the world. Like, I don't want to talk to nobody, not even anyone but my dog, not even my husband. I'm like, go away. I just want to talk to Cheerio. And so my kids think that I love Cheerio more than they do. And sometimes I tease them. I'm like, yeah, she doesn't back talk me. You do. And she doesn't do chores, mom. I'm like, you're right, but she's huggable and you won't let me hug anymore. And you're afraid of me hugging you in front of your friends. How rude, right? I gave birth to you. I almost died giving birth to you. So then my kids come up and on my Zoom sometimes try to embarrass me in front of my friends. And I'm like, you can't possibly embarrass me. I'm the OG embarrassed person. So go ahead, bring it. You know, like I welcome that. And so she wears a wig in front of Susana. She's like, Susana, does this embarrass you that my mom has a daughter, you know, who wears wigs? And Susana's like, your mom just let me bought like 8 wigs. And Susana said no. And we just have fun with our friendship. And it's really amazing to find that people without judgment. Jackie, how about you, ma'am?
Well, I'm glad I had a little time to think about it, because there's definitely so much to choose from as well. I can relate, Isabel. And CJ, I 100% relate about talking to myself and being really highly critical of myself. And even just last night, just having conversations with myself about everything. And really, it's reflecting on what one of my really good friends has taught me or shared with me, reflecting to me that I am always, well, and maybe it's changing because I'm talking about it more, that I'm always too hard on myself. I have a lot of stuff from my past growing up that, you know, to be perfect and perfectionist. And I know a lot of us do. But so last couple of days, I also pull guidance from my guides and not just humans, but they say the same thing. I feel the same messaging around me that I'm okay as I am. And I think that's the biggest confirmation that I get from all of you, you know, and a lot of you don't know me yet so well, but that, you know, if I can feel like I'm perfectly great and all the things that I do are enough, then guess what? That means that when you come in my space, then you are also enough. And it makes me want to cry, because really, truly, I mean, that is part of my thing, which is, you know, helping people to see their divinity, and that, but I have to see my own first. And so, and I love, Okem, about the, learning from your son, because the best amazing feedback I get is from my daughter, who's critically, lovingly, you know, honest, and but the most loving way possible. In what I do remind myself, when things feel harsh, she is 15 and a half now, when things feel harsh from anybody, I remember what my daughter said to me when she was about 4 or 3. She said, "Mommy, you're my beautiful rose." And I just was like, oh, wow. Okay, you know, so feedback, support, just knowing that we are all divine and trying to remind ourselves that, I need that a lot. And I receive that. So I am truly grateful for any or all perspective or support that you all have shown me. So thank you.
Thank you for that. You just reminded me, when my daughter was 8, she was in Bible study. I used to teach Bible study for kids. And she's like, "Mom, why does God forgive somebody who murdered someone, but God doesn't forgive if you murder yourself?" At 8. You guys want to know what my answer was? Took me 2 minutes to really think and stop. She's like, "Why are you not talking?" I'm like, "I'm thinking." She's like, "Just tell me what you think, like what's your heart?" And I said, "Because you can ask for forgiveness when you murder someone. But when you murder yourself, you're gone. You can no longer ask for forgiveness. And that's why it's important that when you do someone something wrong, even if you think you didn't do anything wrong, but if you tell them, or if someone tells you, 'Hey, Bella, you hurt my feelings,' instead of saying, 'No, I didn't,'" because that's what she does, by the way, first things, just say, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to." How hard is that? Why do you defend your crap? Just say, "I'm sorry." And so she has been my Achilles heels. She puts me on my toes, let me tell you, even today. Oh, that child of mine. But she's going to be a good leader when she becomes an adult. I'm just suffering right now when she's younger. But she has all of these questions that makes me stop for a moment and think about myself. And she puts me on my toes. Like, she asked me the other day, "If you had this job and this job, would you stop doing this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I would." She's like, "Why don't you?" I'm like, it's harder than you think. You know, when you go to work and you make $100 and you want to spend $200 of that for jeans that you can't buy because you only made $100, that's why. And she's like, "Ugh, you're right." Right. So we're having this adult slash conversations with moms, and our kids are our best teachers. Right. We can learn from everybody. I can learn from a 5-year-old. I can learn from a 2-year-old. Be open-minded and don't judge people. And you think that you're better than them because you have accomplished all of these things. You are not better than them. You are more focused on what you want. For the moment, you might be the subject matter expert on something, but you're not a subject matter expert on my life or anyone's life, right? Only on your own. So always learn as much as you can. Okem, how about you?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, the biggest moment of perception change I've had was when I sat with ayahuasca and I actually got to communicate to a non-physical entity and have that communication with spirit. And so that's the first one that comes to mind. But as it relates to LinkedIn specifically, I got to say, just coming to LinkedIn in general was a huge perception shift. Right. I came from Clubhouse, where I was serving over there for quite a bit. But then to come over here and see, and it's not better or worse, it's just there's this little bit different caliber of, like, action takers, you know, real doing happening on LinkedIn, right? Real supporting and holding. So seeing how people have been here and how people have been receptive in the business world, have been receptive to the energy work, doing the Reiki and stuff, and how many people are understanding how that can help their business, has been really helpful to me shifting my perspective. But two people I would shout out, and it's hard to pick two because, I mean, there are amazing people here, right? But Sophia Manarolis is one of the most most important people I've met on, and I actually met her somewhere else, but she brought me to LinkedIn and introduced me to LinkedIn and has been an amazing partner in business and friendship. And then also Leah Garcia, the Wall of Wealth. If you guys haven't seen her, she's just amazing, super smart, and amazing, kind-hearted individual. She just pushed me to write my first ebook. I would not have ever thought I was going to, but through her support and her poking me and not letting me pretend that I was anything less than I am, I was actually just finished my first ebook. So I would say that Leah's pushing, Leah's support, Leah's seeing me for the things that I couldn't see in myself is one of the biggest, most recent changes in my perspective from LinkedIn. And it looks like we lost CJ.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just step up since I'm next. And I'd have to say that there's a gentleman who is always coming up with some of the most incredible professional types of ways that you can, you know, really encourage your business, inspire, you know, individuals, and also great, because I'm a customer retention specialist myself, customer loyalty, and that's what he does. He really inspires all of us in those areas. And there have been times when he knocks me off. He knocks me off balance, and then there's those times when we do see eye to eye. So I understand what Kevin is saying. We see eye to eye on things. And what it does, it reinforces even more of what I'm doing. And it opens up, you know, my eyes to different. I become more innovative when I'm listening to him, when I read his posts, when I listen to his videos. It really engages. And I see what it's doing to other individuals also who are there, you know, along with me. So This person, though, like I said, there are times when, in the times that he talks about adversity and about patience, guys. You know how most of us are overworkers, because I'm one of those work. We just love to work. We said self-care, just like CJ, you're talking about self-care for today. Self-care is so important. And that's one thing that he talked with us about. And there I was, you know, listening to him and working at the same time and working with my fingers and toes and just trying to, you know, listen to him at the same time. But I do understand what you mean by this, CJ, that there are individuals who we admire, who inspire us and who really help us to take it to the next level and let you know that you don't have to be afraid of anything, but just if you fail, you fail. And if it's time to get back up, get back on the horse and get started again. And then there's times when he knocks you right off and said, if you think in this way, you may want to, he's not disrespectful, but he'll say, if you're thinking of it this way, you may consider looking at it another way and try this and come back and tell me what you think. So that's what I have to say today, CJ, is that when you, individuals like that, and there are people coming to me and tell me that I do the same thing for them. And so, but when people come and tell me that's so, you know, so self-assuring to know that I'm doing good in the community. And I'm grateful to God for that. So I just want to say, you know, thank you again. And I think that's an excellent question, CJ. You know, thank you.
Thank you so much. So what happened was my dog, okay, I'm a low bat, right? So I plug in my computer. My dog's like, no, you're not going to have that, mom. So it took me out of my show. I love it, but I know you guys will run it. No problem. My last question or ask is twofold. The first one is, when you're already doing something inspirational in your community, we all don't need validation. I know each and every one of you actually in here, you don't need validation. But it's nice when other people recognizes your constant and incessant help to the community. And that's what I want to do for you. So being in 50 Inspirational Connections, I think sometimes it refocuses you on continuing, right, of helping others. So how has 50 Inspirational Connections helped you refocus on helping others or enhances it? And then end with your favorite quote. Isabel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that I have to go first on this one. let me rephrase that. I hate that I have to go first this entire thing. No, seriously. Even though, you know, I was sick and I was AWOL for a while, I was very touched and moved by the fact that I was nominated or even considered to be part of the LinkedIn 50 most inspirational people, because I truly don't see myself as being inspirational. I just do my bloody best and I show up the way that I can. And if I have no reason not to help somebody, as in if it's going to put me in jeopardy or my business in jeopardy or whatever, if I can help, I will. And that's as a general rule. So to be able to be surrounded by, including you, 50 other inspirational people, and to be considered inspirational is just moving for me. It's very touching, and it's a nice, you know, bouquet of flowers. My favorite quote in the world, it is not inspirational. I'm sorry. It is actually very funny, and it's just that it reminds me not to take things too personally and not take things, you know, some things are extremely serious and some things just aren't, and to recognize the difference between the two, because that's where the wisdom is. And for me, that quote is, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. So if it isn't serious, don't take it seriously. Cancer is serious. Missing the bus isn't. So I try to avoid at all costs to be surrounded by drama llama and surrounded by people that make everything like urgent and priority and dramatic. And it's like, I don't need this crap. So that's the quote that I'm known for. Just, you know, don't pet the sweaty stuff.
I love it.
That's it.
I love it.
Thank you for including me. I love you, sister.
I know. I love you too. You're my dear, dear sister in that heart. I love that you just say it how you feel, and I don't have to worry about watching my back. Like, what is Isabel meant by that? That seems like a snidey comment. Like, I don't have to, like, think about those things. You just say it like, CJ, this is that. I'm like, okay, get. Because sometimes I don't have time to, like, what is the in-between lines again? There's something in there that I'm not feeling it, right? And I love that about you. And I wanted to do that for you because I know you. You like to help people and you like to put people out there, but you sometimes forget. This is why I do for the 50 Inspirational Connections, is make you refocus that you are important. What you're doing for the community is important. And sometimes you're so busy doing it for others that no one else is doing it for you. That's where I come in to do it for you, so you can continue to do it for others. And I use my platform to do that. So, Kevin, your turn, sir. This one was the question.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, very first, I'm so honored that you picked me as one of the 50. So I feel really, really special, like Isabel. And that's the thing. So I have many gifts. I'm really good at many things. All the business marketing things, it's not part of it. I'm really not too good with it. Like so many people trying to do good in this world, unfortunately, so many healers, right? So many coaches, etc. And I know it's hurting me. It's hurting my business, obviously, and it's also hurting the people I wish to help. I sincerely wish to help, and in a way, and I'm really admirative. I'm really impressed in how you've built your own business, how successful you are. And I'm like, whoa, if I have been selected by CJ herself, I better step up my game. I can't, you know, play around like I used to. I better be worthy of his selection, right? So to me, it's a healthy kick in my bottom to, you know what? Actually, so remember that complementary thing that I can just stick in my comfort zone that, and just decide, you know what, I'm not too good at it, so let's just let it that way. I used to think my memory was really bad. Guess what? It's because my memory was very badly trained, right? So I improved my memory. I did what was necessary to improve my memory. So I will do the exact same for my business. So I'm in the process of that. Still a long way to go, but I'm in the process. But that's me. And quotes, there are so many I love deeply, and it's kind of in the moment. There is one that keeps coming back to me. It's one from Groucho Marx, and it goes like, blessed are the cracked. For they shall let the light in. And the idea is really, you might see your difference as a crack, as something negative, but guess what? It's exactly what makes you the most lightful, the most brilliant. So you better realize your cracks are just a wonderful way to let the light in and to let your light out as well. So that's the way I see it.
I love it. You know where I'm at. So if you guys need to like amplify that or push you a little bit, you let me know. And we'll get there. And that's what I love is, guys, I don't know if you guys know, but my mission in life is to level up the world to education. I can't do it alone. That's why you guys are here, right? And so my job is to help you so you can help others amplify. How about you, Jackie? What's your take on that one?
Oh my gosh. You guys are all awesome. That's all I just have to say. I'm so happy to know you all. Just wonderful, wonderful quotes that you guys gave already. I know Okem and Marlene will have amazing ones as well. So yeah, thank you for having me be part of this community as well. And I, with Kevin, I feel the same. It's like, oh, what? I have to, wait, why is she picking me to be part of this? Oh, okay. Oh, I do have something, I suppose, to offer this world. And yes, okay, you know what? I will step it up. I will kind of get myself a little more organized in a certain way so that I can show up for you all and take myself another step, level up, like you say, you know, take myself a little more seriously. And giving myself a little more respect for what I do know and what I do. And that's the biggest part of having this event that you have had. And so I'm thankful to you, CJ, for it. Thank you. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of this group. It's just like, wow, I thank you for having me be a part of it. And today was a challenge to get here as on time as I could. I had a vet appointment for my kitties. It's been like a decade. So kind of it was urgent to get there today. So, but I made it happen and I'm here. And so my quote is know thyself, because I do believe, you know, age old quote that has stood the test of time, because if we know ourselves, if we truly know ourselves, then again, we can show up for the world as the divine humans that we are and our higher selves and in who we are. And then we can help other people to know themselves, to elevate them and to love on them and to let them know that they're valid and really important. Why else would you be here? You know, they talk about the chances of literally, you know, the scientific chances of you being born is so infinitesimally small, but at the same time, so divinely organized that there you are, you know, and you were supposed to happen. So here we are. So yeah, know thyself. So thank you for having me be here.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jackie. How about you, Cam?
Yeah, I am really honored to be on the group because, like, my human design and my astrology and everything has said that I'm supposed to be a leader. And my whole life I've been like, how could I possibly lead anybody? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it is through this awareness that, like, we lead through action, right? We lead through inspiration. Like, by walking the path, we actually are inspiring to somebody who's farther back on the path than we are. And so in that regard, I'm honored to be acknowledged as someone who inspires, because that's my goal, is to inspire people just by being, right? And I can't do that unless I'm inspired, because you can be the biggest, gnarliest bullfrog in the puddle, right? But until you get put into the bigger pond, out into the bigger lake, and you get exposed to the rest of the bullfrogs, you don't really have that comparison. So to be in a group of other people who are also inspiring gives me a bar. You know, it gives me a bar to continue to move my bar up as the rest of you are. I'm seeing the rising tide raises all ships, so to speak. And so I'm really grateful that my ship is in this rising tide with you guys, because it helps me to see the value I have by the value that you guys give, right? Because it's how we do it through our nature and through our knowing and through our being. And I think that's far more important than I have a system or I have a program or I have a thing I'm gonna get you to do to change your shit. It's just like I've been there. You've been there. Like, I want to go where you're going, so I'm gonna follow you, right? And so I think that's what's so important about, or so honoring about, being acknowledged amongst so many people who I look up to and who I wouldn't even be like, oh, am I as inspiring as them? But like, oh, yes, clearly I am, because we're all here, right? And so there's that fortification that it gives me. And then as far as the quotes, I think I said one of them earlier, one of my favorites is "this too shall pass," right? Because it talks to not only that this bad time will pass, but also the good will. So take advantage, take the time to breathe into that. But my all-time favorite quote, and the one I use the most, unfortunately, is my own quote, "do not dim your light for the sake of shadows." And it's unfortunate that I have to use that so much, because I see so many people who are like, well, I would do that, but that would make my mom feel jealous. Oh, I would do that, but my partner would feel less than. Oh, I would do that, but that might make this person feel bad, you know? And so many times I see people just not shining into the beautiful, powerful light that they have because they're afraid of destroying somebody else's shadow. And so that's my favorite quote.
Thank you for sharing that.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine. How about you, Marlene?
Well, I wanted to just say thank you again. Also, CJ, I'm really privileged, to be here a second time, within the organization. And wanted to say that on the video that you and Suzanne, I wanted to say thank you to both of you, because on the ones where our videos were shown for, group one, you and Suzanne said that our group empowered resilience. And I just wanted to tell you, I was so proud to hear that. And you also said that each one of us turned pain into purpose. That's what was said about us guys, about us as a team, after they listened to our stories, our videos. And I want to say thank you, CJ, Suzanne. That inspired me so much. It inspired me within the organization itself. And when I went and talked about the organization to family and friends and others who had seen it, I mentioned to them what was said about, group one. I said, this is great. I mean, this is impactful, because that's what we're doing right now. Because even with me in business, you're right. My pain, the pain that I saw in business, I'm now helping businesses to protect themselves from unexpected challenges, sickness, death, things that you would least expect to happen, like the pandemic. That's what I helped to protect businesses from. And so when I saw this, guys, I thought about the purpose. The pain has definitely become my purpose. And so I wanted to tell you that my quote today is this is my mother's favorite poem. She loves Rudyard Kipling. So I keep my head when all about me a losing theirs. And I'm probably, I would say 80% there right now, guys. So I still have 20% or more to work on. But keep your head when all about you are losing theirs. And you have to do that in business, in your family life. You have to do it with yourself, guys. You have to do it with you. Keep your head. And I'm learning that patience is important. Patience is the key. Because if you can be patient when everybody else is wanting to maybe move forward, or even talk all over you, or tell you that maybe what you're saying is not correct, be patient, because somebody hears you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for saying that. I'm the most impatient person, I'll just be honest. I can only be patient to some people. But what I have done in my system, because I know my weakness, is I just go on to the next project so I don't lose my mojo. So if I'm impatient with one person, I just let them breathe and I'm quiet, because I truly believe that the power of your words is so powerful. Once you let it go, you can't take it back. Right. So when I'm upset with someone, I go on Minion language. I don't know if you guys ever hear me. I literally just go on Minion. If you haven't seen Minion movie, watch it. That's me when I'm upset. And then when I said banana, that means I'm done with my feelings, yo. I'm good. I'm good to go, because I don't let go with words that I cannot take back. And when you're angry or you're upset or you're disappointed or you're having fear, you're going to let go with words you don't mean. And then you're like, I'm sorry, but it's not the same because you did say it at the moment and you do mean it and inside. So these are my quotes before I end, because we are definitely over, is empowering minds, transforming futures is what we do at Level Up Academy, right? But really what I'm doing is unleashing limitless potential one step at a time. Right. And then this is my end quote, where learning ignites passion and passion fuels greatness. And I'm so blessed and grateful and honored that that you guys are here showing up despite of all your health issues and family issues and everything else. I love you. And Marlene, happy birthday tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.